Yes, Solly Wines last night from Port Adelaide, winning with a record-equaling vote number. He was in Perth to accept his Brownlow medal, and watching on was the Wines family up in Echuca, and Mum Jane joins us on the phone now on 3AW Breakfast. How'd you pull up, Jane?
Steve, is it Stephen?
It is Stephen, yep.
You would not think we were in lockdown. It was Tony and I here on our own, but you'd think we had a party for 300, honestly. That's how we feel. Amazing. Tony has stopped crying now. I've thrown my calculator in the bin because I had Ollie just down by two votes. Not because I think he's the best player ever, but technically I didn't think he'd get a vote in one game. He did. Oh, he brought it home.
He sure did. He sure did with equal record number of votes. Jane, what's your emotions as a parent watching it last night?
I'm quite good because I've never played football and I've played sport, but I just know that he's had a great year and he's happy. So I look at that. So I can see without winning awards, he's really up and about, he's happy. But his father, very emotional, really emotional. But I'm just more proud. He's just an amazing kid from a young age, and he just hasn't changed. He has not changed one bit. He's just grown and grown and grown. And his work hard, he's a hard worker. Because there's no fairy tales. We've always said to them, there's no fairy tales in life. You've got to work really hard. And as I said, his heart is as big as Farlap, and he really deserves this because I loved his speech. You know, it's all about the team, and it truly is with Ollie. It's all about the team. Very, very proud.
You sound like a close family, Jane. What was it like to put him on a plane after his VCE and send him interstate to pursue his career? There must be an aspect to this for the families that we don't always see.
There is. And look, I said that's a long time ago, but he had just turned 17 and he wasn't a mollycoddled or anything like that, but he just was a country boy. He just loved country life. I think he could see Melbourne, he'd be playing footy and get home most weekends. So I actually had to say to him, you need to decide, do you really want this? Because he was quite down initially, but 2 years. It took 2 years, and it's just the club, the team, everyone there has just given him what he needed. And that was just like another family. They've produced another family for him over there.
Jane, Damien Tardio wants to know when he's coming back to play for Carlton.
Yeah, well, Stephen, that kind of, they were ups and downs, and footballers need to assess where they really are. He had injuries. There was a captaincy, that he was co-captain. So he coped with a lot, and I think there were little talks about him going to Carlton, but I don't even think it was ever real that he was. But I always say, Melbourne, what the hell were they thinking? But no, and I'm saying, I think he's gone to the best place in the world, Port Adelaide. Really has.
Yeah.
A really great club for him.
Yeah, no regrets there at all, Jane. Look, congratulations. Hopefully Ollie can get back soon and he can do the grand tour with the Brownlow medal. But thanks for sharing your story with us this morning.
That is my pleasure. Thank you for being so interested in him. Because as a mum, you could talk about your kids all day.
Of course you can.
So thank you very much.
Good on you, Jane. Much appreciated. Jane Wines, the mother of last night's Brownlow Medal winner, Ollie Wines.
What a beaut family.